This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you'd like to call in, please stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Muslim mosques, military bases in America. The mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Who said that, friends? Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes. We're going to give you an outline that former FBI John Guandoli gave, equating Muslim mosques and military bases together. Okay, we're going to get to that in just a moment. I want to highlight this really quick. Chuck Baldwin just wrote on the Sons of Liberty Media.com, along with 12 other articles, 13 other articles, which come out on a daily basis. Chuck just wrote Donald Trump's broken promise to protect the Second Amendment. Back in 2016, Donald Trump, the president, said, "I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody," and he said, "I wouldn't lose any voters." Listen to this. It's true, friends. It really is. Donald Trump supporters, friends, his worshipers, his followers. Folks, I want to tell you, Donald Trump knows how to lie better than they know how to live the truth out. In so many different ways. You want the definition of hypocrisy? Here it is, friends. Here it is. In 2016, Donald Trump said, "I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I wouldn't lose any voters." As a matter of fact, he must still believe that, because after promising his supporters, his worshipers, that he would protect the Second Amendment, he is right now in the process of enacting most of what you would call the Democrats' anti-Second Amendment agenda. And that agenda being a complete ban on semi-automatic rifles. He is now in the process. Number two, raising the legal age to buy a gun to 21. Isn't it interesting for their unconstitutional wars? If you're 19 or 20, they'll put a gun in their hand to fight on the behalf of the military-industrial complex. Let's think here, friends. Number three, banning high-capacity magazines. Magazines holding over 10 rounds. Why? Because you can defend yourself, friends. What you have here is you have corruption trying to disarm law abiders. Corruption is not worried about criminals, friends. They are worried about those that abide by the law, because law abiders will be the ones that will resist them if they were to go door to door confiscating guns. You need to keep that in mind, okay? They're not upholding the Constitution. They're tearing down the Constitution. Number four, mandating universal background checks, which would make all private sales illegal, including the transfer of a gun from a father to son. Okay? I didn't know they had this delegated authority, friends. They don't. There it is for you right there. They don't have delegated authority from we the people to violate the Second Amendment. So where are they getting it from? They're not. This is totalitarian methods, friends, in which they are trying to disarm the American people. Number five, implementing national red flag gun confiscation laws, which is totalitarian to its very core, making a person guilty until proven innocent and beginning the process of despotic gun, friends, confiscation nationwide. And keep in mind, red flag laws, they're unconstitutional. In other words, they're null and void, just for the record, friends. Okay? With that said, also keep in mind that this is designed to basically disarm their political opposition and pushing forward a global agenda. That's what this is all aimed at, for the record. And I want to let you know, too, friends, if you think that red flag gun confiscation laws, their policies that follow law, friends, don't affect you, you might want to think again. The FBI has just recently stated that if you believe in conspiracy theories, you are a domestic terrorist threat. Now, I want to just go back just a little bit, and I want you to recollect Waco. I want you to recollect what took place yesterday, friends, the anniversary of Ruby Ridge, and what the FBI and Marshall, federal marshals did, 400 to 600 of them, friends, to a man named Randy Weaver, to his little 14-year-old boy when they shot him down, when they killed their dog Striker, when they shot his wife at the door holding the baby in the head. I want you to understand that this was the federal government doing this, friends. Don't forget about Lavoie Finicum, neither, who was shot down in Oregon on the highways attempting to speak to the said authorities, but was shot down like a dog in the snow by snipers on the approval of the corrupt governor in the state of Oregon. Okay? I can't go on. Don't forget about Oklahoma City bombing, friends, and what took place around those scenarios. Don't forget about Columbine and the one over 101 eyewitness and ear witnesses that heard and seen more than what was ever reported through the CIA-controlled media, giving cover to those that are in fact responsible for committing the act of conspiracy against we the people. Okay? I can go on. But I just want you to kind of get a little taste as to what's going on here. And also keep in mind, wasn't it the FBI, friends, in New Mexico? Do you remember not too long ago when they had found they had some Muslims there, some radical Muslims that were raising up kids to basically commit the act of jihad in public schools with AK-47s? Do you remember when this all went down? By the way, I talked to the local sheriff there too, just for the record. Okay, so this is not speculation in any sense of the word. But do you remember after that was reported, do you remember a week later the FBI was found going in and destroying all evidence? See, these are the ones that want to basically disarm conspiracy theorists, friends, and keep in mind who put the word theory there. Because over and over and over and over again, as the media continuously talks about theories, anybody that dare question their narrative, friends, don't you dare listen to eyewitnesses. Don't you dare listen to eyewitnesses. Don't you dare accuse any agency of committing a crime against you, because that doesn't fit our narrative. Folks, think about what's going on here. That statement is from an FBI intelligence bulletin from the Bureau's Phoenix Field Office, dated May 30th, 2019, that if you believe in conspiracy theories, if you question their narrative, you're a domestic terrorist, friends. This isn't aimed at those that are coming into the United States of America illegally, friends. This is aimed at law abiders. This is not aimed at criminals. Folks, check out the article by Chuck Baldwin, Donald Trump's broken promise to protect the Second Amendment. Here we go again, friends. Barack Hussein Obama in a million years never dreamed he could do what Donald Trump and his worshipers are doing today to themselves. They just haven't realized it yet. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong." The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over to our Facebook, Bradley Dean WE, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Again, if you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here. I want to get over to something that I've been talking about for the last 3 days, and I want to get to it wholly today, start to finish. Muslim mosques equated to military bases in America, said John Guandoli, former FBI agent. Again, listen, a Turkish president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, said the mosques are our barracks, the domes are helmets, the minarets are bayonets, and the faithful are soldiers. Now, I extracted this from recently watching a video from former FBI agent, again, John Guandoli, talking about the Islamic terror attacks in America that have taken place since September 11, 2001. And during his exposition on Islamic terror within American borders, he brought up the question as to what would you think if a foreign country established military bases in America? Well, let me say it this way. I've said it so many different ways, and it's really kind of a, it's not a twist, it's sound, it's speaking the truth before God and before man. America is hated by foreign countries because America, it's what you've tolerated corrupt politicians to do to third world countries. You have over 737 bases in 148 countries. There's 196 countries in the world. What are they doing there? Since when has it become the job of the United States government to police the world? Okay. So what's happening here in America, you've been doing it to foreign countries for a long time. You've allowed your government to do it for a long time. Okay. And the ones that have been conquered are those that are playing by the rules of those elitists, as people have called them, that mean to rule the world. Yes, it's scriptural, too, by the way. Just for the record, yes, it's scriptural. The Lord's going to put it in their minds for 1 hour, and he's going to give them absolute control. But I can tell you this, America, I don't believe that this constitutional republic will ever, ever go away. I don't believe that this constitutional republic will ever be destroyed. Just for the record. Just for the record. Okay? I also want to say this, friends, that what's happening in America today is a sure sign of God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. If I sow good seed, friends, I'm going to reap a good harvest. If I sow corrupt seed, I'm going to reap a corrupt harvest. And it's exactly what we're seeing here today. So, again, being a preacher and making distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled, and speaking the truth before God that we might walk in the light of his very countenance, friends, it's the truth what I just told you. You know, let me take it a step further. Friends, I've heard people that are from the Middle East in the United States of America. If I were to say their names, you would say, brother, you're a traitor for saying that. No, I'm not. I'm on the side of truth here. I'm not on the side of looking to receive the approbation of men. But there are people in the United States of America from the Middle East that hate America for what Americans have allowed their government to do to their countries. That's just a fact. This is why you're called the Great Satan. It's because of the hypocrisy of a Christian nation to undo itself and doing the opposite of the very purpose that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob established to you. Let's call it for what it is. Okay? You're called the Great Satan by foreign countries in so many ways, friends, because of what you have tolerated concerning corrupt politicians doing to their countries and toppling their countries. Just ask General Wesley Clark. I mean, after September 11th, he's the one that said, these are the five countries that we're going to take down, and when you have a military like ours, we can topple countries. In so many words is what he said. If you keep in mind, friends, Iraq didn't do a thing to we the people. I played the audio of George Bush saying that there was no weapons of mass destruction. We knew that the day after, friends. We knew what it was all about. And Wesley Clark was the one that said if there was not oil in the Middle East, namely in Iraq during that time, he said there would not be our military having a presence there. It's just the truth. But how many of George Bush's followers were trying to justify everything he did? You were trying to justify the unjustifiable. And again, if you want to listen to George W. Bush say that there was no weapons of mass destruction, that you're still trying to advocate that there were, I'm telling you what, you shot yourself in the foot a long, long time ago. You try to save face, yet you lose face. And you're unashamed for what you tolerate and what you get behind. And you help these corrupt politicians become rich by advocating and agreeing and becoming compliant with their unconstitutional and unlawful measures to go attack a foreign country. Iraq never did anything, friends. And if you want to talk about Saddam Hussein, hey, folks, these are facts, okay? If you want to talk about Saddam Hussein, why don't you talk about that war criminal, Mr. Rumsfeld, who set him up in the first place along with the CIA, only to take him down when they didn't need him anymore. That's the truth of the matter. And we have no business whatsoever attacking anybody, namely an innocent country, for something that they have not done. And yet, how many times have the American people stood down and have allowed their government to make billions and trillions of dollars for their pockets and the military-industrial complex to go ahead and do away with another country because the media put into your minds that they were some sort of monsters that needed to be toppled? I mean, some of these countries, friends, where you've drank the Kool-Aid concerning what the media fed you, they have to be the biggest idiots in the world to stand up against our military. But you believed it. And a lot of innocent people died, including our sons. Friends, the best way, let me say this again, and I want you to listen clearly. The best way to stop unjust wars is those that are calling for the war, send them and their children first. That's how you're going to end a war. Our forefathers taught us that if it was a righteous war, they would be the first ones to lead up that war. Now they just send your kids. And somehow or another, some of you people out there, you find honor in that. There's no honor in that whatsoever. And there's no honor in taking down innocent people. None whatsoever. So for the record, okay, you know, it's like the people that are Democrats, they think, well, Bradley, he's a rightist, and this is what he's going to do, and we're leftists, and he's not going to tell the truth. I'm telling you the truth right now. I'm going to stand, listen to me right and left, to those that have drank the Kool-Aid concerning divide and conquer, Mark 3:25. I am for the law. I am for walking in the light of God's countenance. I am not looking for, again, the favor or approbation of man on either side. This is a walk before God, friends. This isn't about being, you know, a part of the bigger group that at the end of the day, they're going to win the day. That's nothing to do with what I'm doing here. I care about the truth prevailing here. And what we've allowed our government to do to foreign countries, friends, is unacceptable and unjustifiable in the sight of God. And if you want to find yourself on the other side trying to justify the unjustifiable with God, it's not a good place to put yourself, let me tell you. Because you will fall into that hole that you have dug. And by the way, that's what's happening today in America. We're talking about right now Muslim mosques, military bases in America. And something that former FBI agent John Guandoli was talking about concerning equating Muslim mosques to military bases in America. And he's talking about Islamic terror attacks in America that have been that have taken place since September 11, 2001 in America. Okay? Getting back on track here, during his exposition on Islamic terror within American borders, he brought up the question as to what would you think if a foreign country established military bases here in America? Well, this is what you've allowed your government to do in 148 countries. You're reaping what you sow in America. Muslims are establishing mosques in America, which is the same thing. Exactly the same thing. It's a sign of conquering, as you know, out of their own mouths. The Muslims are not coming into America to assimilate. You know that. And by the way, that's not a broad brush. If they're wearing their garb, concerning their Muslim garb, their hijab, their burqa, so on and so forth, they're not here to assimilate. Hey, friends, I would just simply say this to them, is if your God was God, then why did you have to come here for help? They're not coming here for help. They're being used as the new political battering ram, friends, to upend America as you know it. Don't doubt what I'm telling you because it is scriptural. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. Read verse 50 as well. Also read Deuteronomy 28, 63, as well as verse 68. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is making his first official visit to Canada. Pompeo says the meetings with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the Canadian Foreign Minister were positive and a step forward in strengthening the U.S.'s relationship with Canada. Pompeo also has a message for Congress.
We need to get the USMCA wrapped up. We need to get it done. And we need our parliament supposed to ratify them. It'll be good for the people all across North America.
Pompeo speaking there about ratifying the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement. Coast Guard Captain Mark Villon says they will be suspending the search for a pair of firefighters who went missing off the Florida coast last week.
We still have Brian and Justin somewhere out there, and we remain with them. Our thoughts and prayers remain with them.
The active search will stop Thursday at sundown. Firefighters Brian McLooney and Justin Walker left from Port Canaveral on a fishing boat last Friday. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. By the way, we are out at the Minnesota State Fair on the east end of the grandstand downstairs. If you're in the state of Minnesota, come down and see our booth, folks. This morning we got up in St. Paul, Minnesota, and I had dropped off half the family that basically mans that booth there. And folks, whoa, there was a lot of people. I mean, last year, I don't remember seeing that many people at all. But we have the opportunity of reaching out to 2 to 3 million people. And P.S., posted script, we're the only Christian ministry out there in the faces of the people handing them tracts. The only ones. The other booth that I know of has a sign where it's in a long booth and it says, come in for prayer. Come in. I thought Jesus said to go out. That we're not to pray that there's yet 4 months before the harvest, but pray that the Lord of the harvest would send forth laborers into the field. I thought we were to go out and seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. I don't know, maybe that's just scripture. And maybe that's the problem that we're having today. But we are out there doing the stuff, friends. So again, if you're at the Minnesota State Fair, if you're in the state of Minnesota, come down. We're going to be there for 12 days, 12 hours a day. I have a huge opportunity, friends. Opportunity always comes with work clothes on, as we all know. But with that said, friends, we are out there doing the stuff, seeking and saving that which is lost. And we're honored to be a part of God's plan. See, I want to counter something to that really quick before I get back over to this Muslim mosques. A.W. Tozer said, Christianity in America today, we're seeing a great falling away in America today, friends, and this on a global scale. I don't know why, because they don't want to bear their cross. They thought it was going to be a free ride. Oh, little did they know. Christianity is decaying and going down into the gutter because the God of modern Christianity is not the God of the Bible. That is exactly right on. A.W. Tozer said, Christianity is decaying and going down into the gutter because the God of modern Christianity is not the God of the Bible. Let me say it this way. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And I'll tell you what, his true church is calling them out for who they are by just pointing out to the fact that they're now capitulating and falling away from the faith that they, in fact, never had. What God puts in a man, no devil in hell can take it out of him. Just so you understand, he who is the author of your faith is also going to be the finisher of your faith. The Lord said in John 10, he says, those that the Father has put in my hand, no man is able to remove them from my hand. We are safest there. Read Psalm 90 when you get a moment as well. Let's get back to this. So we'll start having church down that direction, right? Muslim mosques, military bases in America. Just highlighting the fact that Muslims are establishing mosques in America, which is the same thing as military bases. And it's the same thing we're doing to their countries. Just for the record, truth be told, tell the truth and shame the devil, right? We also know it's a sign of conquering, as you know, out of their own mouths. The Muslims are not coming into America to assimilate. They are here in an attempt to dominate. And if you know anything about history, the Muslims were used to establish, the Third Reich under Adolf Hitler and killing off Hitler's opposition. And this is happening on a global scale. We're seeing that happen right now, not through jihad, friends, but just by a plundering of nations in Europe right now. Just seen a video yesterday of a woman from Afghanistan that went to the UK, and she said this looks like a mini version of Afghanistan. So things are rolling out. If you want to keep your eyes closed, you can keep doing that. But let me reassure you, friends, you are doing it to your own demise. So, Hassan al-Abana said, it is the nature of Islam to dominate, not to be dominated, to impose its laws on all nations, and to extend its power to the entire planet. Christianity does the same thing, but not by force. Okay? Real Christianity. Read Deuteronomy 30:19. Islam isn't an America to be equal to any other faith, but to become dominant. The Quran is the highest authority in America, and Islam is the only accepted religion on earth. Omar Ahmad, the founder on and or of the Council on American-Islamic Relations. Okay? Terror Tide organization. You already know this, but you already knew that the ACLU was tied to subversive doctrines. Totalitarian. Russian communism. You knew that. You gave them a pass. The American people gave them a pass. Same thing with Planned Parenthood. They came in with a friendly face on, expecting them to see the devil for some reason. That's not how he comes in. Read 2 Corinthians 11:14. Again, Satan transforms his ministers as the angel of light. You're to judge them by their works. What was the end game with Margaret Sanger? To kill the baby. She said it years ago. 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. Now in 73, the government jumped on and sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb, which counters our government every step of the way. Common sense comes into play. Proverbs 6:17. And now look at 2019 and look what's happening. Your senators now know that baby parts are being sold. You know, it's interesting. They said they weren't humans, right? They're just fetuses. Well, then why are they selling their human baby body parts? And what does your government do? Absolutely nothing, friends. Nothing. Senators know this. Congress know this. Have they stopped it? Absolutely not. Donald Trump knows this, but did he stop it? No, absolutely not. No. And notice, by the way, I'm going to stick to the topic here. I could just go off on another roll here, friends, another branch off this tree. Mustafa Carroll, a care director, Terror Tide care director, Houston, Texas, if we are practicing Muslims, we are above the law of the land. He said that while Barack Hussein Obama was in office, was allowed to be in office for over 8 years. Assailing our Christian and constitutional heritage, and the American people stood down. What's even more disturbing is that the number of mosques in the United States has now jumped up 74% since September 11, 2001. Did you know that? And I know. You got all these false prophets telling people I know, get on the Trump train. Everything's going to be okay. Don't want to miss the Trump train. I know. I cannot find that in Scripture. That is a sure sign of a false prophet, by the way. Read Isaiah 30. Read Deuteronomy 13 and Deuteronomy 17 as well. It identifies the earmarks of a real prophet and a false prophet. And it also tells you what you're supposed to do to false prophets. But we have a couple out there right now that the professed church in America, which lacks Christianity, man, I'll tell you what. They got their little caboose hooked right up to their train, let me tell you. And the stupid things that I hear come out of people's mouths that should know better. Well, you know, this guy said that, you know, Jesus is coming back and Donald Trump's his man. You know, I will tell you this. Hey, Donald Trump is his man. And just like John Calvin said, when God means to judge a nation, he appoints wicked rulers. And again, let me remind you what a wicked ruler is. One that knows to do right, but they do it not. That means they're accountable before a just and a holy God. They know exactly what they're doing, and they are going to be held according to every jot and tittle concerning the iniquities that they have committed before a just and a holy God. So, is it true that Donald Trump is God's appointed man? Yeah. To judge this nation. Who is he attacking? His followers. Why? Because they put their trust in man rather than in Christ. Jeremiah 17:5. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? Folks, since September 11, 2001, mosques have jumped up 74%. The U.S. survey 2011 counted a total of 2,106 as compared to 1,209 in the year 2000. It's doubled. Wow. And isn't it interesting, every time like Ilhan Omar or Kerr or Rashida Tlaib or Keith Ellison or any other Muslim wants to talk, the media is right there to give them the microphone. Whoa, isn't that crazy? As of 2016, there are as many as 3,000 mosques in America, with a total number of 3.3 million Muslims residing in this country. Contrary to what Barack Hussein Obama said when he was in France, 6 years ago, when he said that America has one of the largest Muslim populations in the world, you are incorrect. And by the way, that is a Saul Alinsky tactic to cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Folks, this is still your country. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. Nobody's going to do for you what God commands you personally and individually to do before you do it corporately. See, this is a slow seize, a slow takeover. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. It comes on the heels of the CIA-controlled media doing their best to sell Muslims on the heels of the homosexuals that are being used to help upend American sovereignty to the American people, not only as the victims, but also the advocates of a peaceful religion. Let me tell you what Scripture tells you, friends. Okay? I'll tell the world this. Judges 5:8. When there's other gods within the gate, the Bible says there's going to be war. What are we seeing today? We're seeing the Muslims accuse Americans for everything under the sun, from being racist to bigots. They're always the victim, no matter the scenario. Folks, you can get it on film. It doesn't matter. They always have to, like the homosexual lobby, have to put themselves in the victim position. The fact of the matter is, friends, they don't have the shield. They have the spear. They're tearing down the law. This is communism, friends. This is totalitarianism. They're the victims? Really? The religion of peace? Really? Folks, I can tell you just off the top of my head, last year at a park in Minnesota called Valley Fair, over 100 Muslims, youths, boys, and men broke through the gate at a family entertainment park in Minnesota. Over 100 police officers had to show up, helicopters and everything along with it, and the state-controlled media, the CIA-controlled media, didn't peep a word of who the responsible party was. Not a word. Remember that guy that took that little five-year-old boy and threw him over the top of the third balcony? And he said that he was looking for someone to kill because he was tired of being rejected by women? Well, that was a Muslim. You didn't hear peep about that, neither did you. Nope. They're the victims.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Okay, so I am at this point bringing about Muslim mosques, military bases in America. It was an exposition done by former FBI agent John Guandolo. We've had him on the radio a couple times. And we were just talking about how the Muslims, like that of the homosexuals, whose heels they are on methodically, friends, and systematically every step of the way, playing the victims while they attack. Now, look at this. 15 years ago, I told the American people what the whole homosexual agenda was about. And that's all I had to do is go to the congressional record and find out what Michael Swift wrote. The homosexual manifesto, it's all aimed at our kids. The American people have drank so much of the Kool-Aid of the media, they've been browbeaten for so long, they have now handed their kids over to the lights of that agenda. All the way down to kindergarten and preschool. I thought it wasn't about the kids. Okay, it's about browbeating you into submission, friends. Now, back over to the Muslims, the religion of peace. Whoa, I shared with you yesterday, I seen a video that popped up yesterday where a guy had an alteration in Florida over a garbage can. It just looked like no big deal, just some stupid, petty argument that they were having. Well, the Muslim goes over and he grabs his sword, he unshields it, and he tries to swipe at this man in Florida. Did you hear a thing about that, friends? This was just yesterday. How come you're not hearing about Muslim crimes against we the people? But we do see care every time you breathe the wrong way. The media is right there to attack the Americans that stand up and have the audacity to defend themselves concerning those that mean to conquer them by force. Come on, that's what this is about. Hey, friends, again, the truth be told. The religion of peace really Last year, uptown, South Minneapolis, about an hour away from where I live, a young girl was out in the middle of the winter going from point A to point B. A Somalian got out and stabbed her, I believe, 14 to 16 times. You never heard a peep about it in the media, did you, friends? Why is the media covering for these people that are committing crimes? Now, those that are here to assimilate, friends, man, high five, welcome. I'm glad you're here, okay? But you're here to assimilate to our laws, to our ways, okay? But let's just go, let's go to the bad guys, okay? Did you know that on 2017, October 31st in New York, a radicalized migrant runs down 8 innocent people on a bike path while praising Allah? I thought they were the victims. I don't know how this works, right? I'm playing stupid, of course. 2017, May 19th, Tampa Bay, Florida, 2 people were killed. By the way, the first one in New York, 8 people were killed. This one, 2 people were killed. A recent convert shoots 2 people to death for disrespecting Islam. Religion of peace. Huh. April 18th, 2017, Fresno, California. 3 people were killed. 3 men are gunned down at random by a convert to Islam yelling praises to Allah. Whoa. In America. Did you hear about that, friends? January 31st, 2017, Denver, Colorado. A pastor working as a security guard is shot to death at a transit office by a radicalized Muslim. Religion of peace. Okay, I just want to make sure we get this clear, okay? 2017, January 6th, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A convert to Islam guns down 5 innocent people in the baggage claim area of an airport. 5 were killed. Did you hear a word about that? Because I didn't hear about that. I must have missed that memo. 2016, November 28th, Columbus, Ohio. A Muslim immigrant goes on a stabbing rampage after expressing his desire to kill infidels, unbelievers. Sold view is the religion of peace. This isn't America, friends. I watched the video of this one in St. Cloud, Minnesota, at Crossroads Mall. A former refugee goes on a stabbing spree at a shopping mall while speaking of Allah and asking potential victims if they are Muslims. Former cop just happened to be there. You can watch it online. He was shot to death, letting him know that that's not what we do in this country. Okay? Nobody was killed there. Many were stabbed. This was September 17th of 2016. Going to September 17th, 2016 in New York City, a former asylum seeker plants several explosives, one of which injures 29 innocents. He also shot him. 2 policemen 2 days later. Did you hear anything about that? Man, neither did I. Just in Minnesota here, there was a young man that was killed. He was a Somalian. He was gunned down by 6 police officers. And he was wielding a gun. CARE in Minnesota is demanding the film be released, which, by the way, I agree with. I'm not an advocate for violence either way, but if the cops were defending themselves, it was justifiable. The guy has a gun in his hands. He's dealing with 6 cops. This is not Europe, where the cops are going to run from someone waving a gun in their face. Okay? The cops were trying to negotiate with him. He was shot dead. He wouldn't listen. CARE's demanding answers, friends. And, of course, he's the victim. Okay? We don't know all the details, so I'm kind of careful on this one. I've seen it both ways with the police, friends. The majority of the police, they're good guys. 10% of them, they're bad apples. No question about it. I get it. Okay? But they always find that, without even seeing the film, this kid's the victim. And you know who the perpetrator is, friends? The police that stopped him from committing a crime against an innocent person. And they call that social justice. Social justice to them, friends, is you're going to see it our way because we're the black people. They always bring in their color. This is water under the bridge. Is anybody sick of it yet? Same here. Read Acts 17:26. The Bible says all nations are one blood. I don't care what color you are. What defines you is character, brother. Period. In Virginia, Roanoke, Virginia. I'm not from there. Forgive me. August 20th, 2016, a man and a woman are stabbed maliciously by a radicalized man yelling praises to Allah. If you want to see a video of what took place just the other day, we have a video on sonsoflibertymedia.com, which is just craziness, friends. It's just crazy. This guy, Muslim praying on a plane, gets up and punches out flight attendant. He said there's a bomb on the plane. You need to pray to Allah. Yesterday I asked the question, who's emboldening these people, friends? I can tell you, your representatives. I can tell you who's emboldening them, the media. Because they're emboldening these people to now sue people in the United States of America that dare call them out for who they are and what it is that they do. Okay? And I'm just highlighting their crimes, friends. It's my job. Orlando, Florida. 2016, June 13th. An Islamic extremist massacres 49 people at a homosexual nightclub. 49 people. There's speculation as to what really happened there, too, by the way. False flags. Remember, they need these incidents to take place so they can continuously push gun control. Okay. 2016, February 11th, Columbus, Ohio. Four people at a Christian-owned restaurant with an Israeli flag are slashed by a Muslim welding a machete yelling Allahu Akbar. Nobody was killed. A man shoots a police officer three times in the name of Islam. You can watch that video, by the way. Did you hear about that, friends? That was in 2016, January 7th in Philadelphia. Man, that's just crazy how that works. On December 2nd, 2015, San Bernardino, a very religious Muslim shoots up a Christmas party with his wife, leaving 14 dead. By the way, there's false flags there. Eyewitnesses said that there was three shooters dressed in black, just for the record. But again, the media would have you ignore eyewitnesses and take to their narrative, omitting the truth and advocating and promulgating and upholding their lie. What do they go for? Gun control. 2015, November 4th, USA, Merced, California. A student vowing to behead and praise Allah stabs four others on the campus. Friends, do you want to know if this is scriptural? Oh, it's very scriptural. Luke 11, 21 and 22. Is owning a gun scriptural? Oh, yeah. Look at the oppressors of the children of Israel during the time of Saul and Jonathan. Saul and Jonathan were the only ones that had weapons. And it is in the book of Samuel. The children of Israel did not have anything, friends, to defend themselves with. So we need to wake up as to what's going on in this country, friends, because your representatives today are trying to disarm you before those that are conquering America, or at least attempting to. We love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, Talking 23. See ya.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.